Hello again, Audio Boo. I'm back, and I thought I'd just do a boo of me feeding my animals in the morning. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat talking of animals. So I usually feed my dogs first, and my guide dog only has a handful of food in the morning because he has to have a tablet with it. It is actually epileptic. He's on medication, so he has it twice a day, roughly 12 hours apart. And he doesn't get much food in the morning, but it's just enough to take the tablet with. He started having fits when he was four, he's now six. And he only ever had about five, but they began to be closer and closer together. So when it was first diagnosed, they said it might just be a one-off and he might never have another one. Then he did have another one 4 months later. It's actually really scary. He's never had them outside the house or when he's working or anything. And the tablets haven't affected him at all in any way. He's still fine. He has to have a blood test every 6 months to make sure they haven't given him liver damage. But apart from that, he's absolutely fine. I was worried about working at first. The first time he had it was such a shock, and he, by the time I heard him, because we've got laminated floors here, I heard all this scrabbling from upstairs because it was first thing in the morning, and I knew something was wrong, so I called the kids. I said, can you come down with me, because I didn't know what I was going to find. I knew it was something to do with the dog. When we got downstairs, he was out cold, and I actually thought he was dead, but when it happened again, I knew what to expect. Niall! He waits for his food in his bed in the other end of the sitting room. Sit. Go on then. He'll be gone in precisely 2 seconds flat. Now next I usually feed my poodle, but because he's deaf, he doesn't always know when I get up in the mornings, because he sleeps upstairs in a basket under the bed, and he used to hear me getting up, but now he doesn't know. He never lets me out of his sight. Niall finished and he's gone out of the kitchen. Good boy. And I'll just put his dish in the dishwasher. So he doesn't hear me getting up anymore. Because normally he can't be separated from me for any length of time. Now I'm about to dish out the cat's food. They have a bowl of dried food all the time, which I top up once a day. And then they have sachets of Felix as good as it looks. This is either meat or fish. I can't really tell the difference. And they seem to eat either. They have their own special room. Oh dear. In most houses along the street, it's the kitchen. It would be a very small kitchen, but mine's been converted differently, thankfully, so I've got a much bigger kitchen. And their room is where they don't have to stay in there. They go out because they've got patio doors which open directly from their room to the garden, and they can also come in the house when they want to, but I do insist they sleep in there at night, because especially since the fire. The reason why the cat died was because they were all in their room where she really should have been, but she didn't get on with one of the other cats, Candice, who used to bully her. So I couldn't bear to put her back in there at night. She hated it. Well, she didn't go in there any time. She stayed in the house the whole time. So that was her downfall, really. But I was only thinking I did the right thing for her, but now. Sometimes I used to let them stay out at night if they didn't want to go back in, but now I make sure they go back in there, because there is no way I ever want anything like that to happen again. The thing is, we couldn't go back in the house to find her because all the power had gone off and we had absolutely no idea where she was. She was probably asleep under my bed, which is where she used to sleep, and the firefighter said she probably never knew anything about it. Good morning, everybody. Please don't tread on my phone, because I'm going to put it on the table. they've got their own table in here. It's like a wicker patio thing. I've clipped up your dirty dishes. Oh, you haven't eaten your food. Pinky. Pink. Pinky. There you go. You might be able to hear Pinky purring. She's got a very nice purr.
Pinky? Say good morning to Audio Boo.
She's not going to do it very loud now because she's eating her breakfast. What about you, mister? Do you want yours? When I taken their food, their dishes away. Here you go. Oh, big chief. They've got everything they need in here. They've got a big furry like dog bed. They've got a wicker chair with blankets on. They've got a dresser, which is where they have their water bowl, their dried food, and two of them have their food, and then two of them have it on the table. And then they've got, there's a cupboard at the bottom of there, and that's where they've got their blanket, more blankets. In the corner, they've got an activity centre with places they can sleep, a ladder, scratching posts and all that. And then over here, there's a walk-in cupboard, which contains the boiler, and it's quite big. And then there's their carrying basket for the vets. There's the container of dried food, their litter tray, a few other bits and pieces of theirs that I don't really use regularly. So that's where they get stuffed. We've got a mat on the floor that they always ruch it all up. I don't know what they do with it. Every morning I have to straighten it. And I'm going to open their door. They can go out and see the world if they want to. It's got a lock and two bolts. There we go. There, do you want to go out, Pink? Now, this food that's left over, which is quite unusual for them to leave any food, I will save for Lammy when he comes down. He still hasn't done. He usually has dry food in the morning, but what I do with that is to give it to him by hand, because if I put it in a dish, just take all day and never eat it, and then I have to sit there giving him it one bit at a time. So I will save this. It's only a little bit. You can have that when he wakes up. He was awake earlier, but he's obviously decided he didn't want to get up this morning. Ugh. Change the dog's water. I may pause this and come back when he decides to grace us with his presence. Mm-hmm.